Some call it art. Some call it sculpture. Some call it junk. But most people are not quite sure what to call it. The object of their curiosity rises more than 40 feet above a cliff overlooking Ransom Canyon Lake, a few miles outside Lubbock. It's called the Steel House. It's the vision and creation of artist Robert Bruno. Its exotic shape often is compared to an alien spaceship on legs that's landed on the Panhandle Plains. The work is an entirely hand-sculpted fabrication. It's constructed with quarter-inch thick shards of milled steel welded together in quilt-like fashion. There's not a straight line or flat plane in the structure. Each piece is cut to fit on site and allowed to patina to its natural rust hue. The 110-ton sculpture is both structure and skin. Its organic quality extends inside and outside as spaces flow into each other. Walls become complex arches that flow directly into ceilings. Floors and stairs are constructed with exotic hardwoods that complement the steel. Custom-milled aluminum windows fill deep, curved openings in the exterior walls. Even the curving glass doors defy convention. They merge into the surrounding areas of glass to create window walls that open and close. Robert Bruno began to create this sculpture of rusted steel in 1974 and has worked almost single-handedly since to realize his vision of a home for his family. He calls it an experiment in creating form, not by sketching or planning, but rather a design-as-you-go process that allows constant readjustment. Will a gigantic, if imaginative, sculpture be livable? That's irrelevant, Bruno says. The steel house is more than just art or a dwelling. It's both.